Brian Haynes. We are live tonight at Vander Cook Lake High School as the Jayhawks hosting tonight the Napoleon Pirates. Brian, it was almost like another Christmas break.
It does feel like that. Like a millennium ago.
It's like 10 days since our last broadcast, but here we are getting back into the high school basketball season, right into the mix, getting into this conference schedule. And here's a tale of two teams so far in the Cascades Conference that are on kind of opposite ends of the league, but I think when it's all said and done, we might see them kind of drift a little more close to each other, because I think Vander Cook Lake's record is a little worse than I think, you know, it's a little misleading as to how good they can be. And I think Napoleon, I don't think they're that far ahead of Vander Cook Lake. I think tonight we're looking at two teams that match up pretty well.
Yeah, if you just read the paper and look at the records, you might think, okay, Napoleon's going to come in here and win by 20, but I have a feeling, Steve, that's not what we're going to see tonight.
And, you know, I don't want to say that to mean that Napoleon hasn't earned what they've done with their record, because we've seen them already this year, and they put in a stellar defensive effort against a very good Manchester team, especially Ty Horkey, to shut them down in the fourth quarter of that game and beat them in our last contest to get to that win. 4-1 so far for Napoleon here visiting tonight, and 2-0 in the Cascades Conference, doing it with offense. And I think what you're seeing, offense and defense, I don't want to, because they do D up, but I think what was mentioned to us by an onlooker, bystander, said they feel like Tobin McCrum taking on a little bit more of a role of distributor and not feeling like he has to score as much has really brought the rest of the guys on board, and they're firing on all cylinders as a result.
Yeah, you know, I've gotten the pleasure of watching Tobin play basketball since he's a third grader, so I've seen Tobin, and I know he's always been a good scorer, but you're right, when we saw the Manchester game, you know, he did look to distribute and get some of the guys involved a little bit more, and I think that really paid dividends for Napoleon, so we'll see Tobin's role changing a little bit.
And I think for a player like him, too, what you'll see out of that willingness to distribute and share the basketball, you'll find that scoring your own points comes a little bit more easy, because you don't have to force it. It starts coming to you within the flow, and a good scorer like him is always going to find opportunities, and he did in that game. I think we gave him an honorable mention for player of the game in that tilt. But Napoleon, 4-1 start, 2-0 in the league. They've won three straight. Their last game, they beat Addison 89-47 against the young Addison squad out there. Their only loss this season to 65-60, loss on the road at Quincy. So, they're rolling right now. They come into a hostile environment, though, here, Vander Cook Lake High School. The Jayhawks, though, struggling so far in the season, 1-4. With a 0-2 conference record, they've actually lost four straight. They opened the season with a win over Springport, and since then they've struggled to get by. Coming off a loss at Manchester, 72-54, in their last game. But again, they've all been kind of playing intermittently, and they're still, I think, shaking off the holiday rust.
Yeah, and you know, you mentioned we're at Vander Cook Lake. This is always kind of a tough gym to play in. It's a little bit smaller area. The crowd gets loud, and I've seen a lot of good Vander Cook Lake teams here through the years, and they're always a tough out here when you visit Vander Cook.
No doubt. And, you know, we just happen to be standing here with a couple of their players behind us, and they were in good spirits, sound like they're still confident despite the record, and I think that's good to see. And we'll shout out Jeff Adams. Said he's ready to go tonight.
Yeah, Jeff said he's ready to go, and he let me know that his fuel for a fire is candy.
Candy?
Who would have known? Airheads specifically. He has them in his pocket at all time.
I feel like I remember when Airheads were new, and I'm glad to see that they stuck around, because really it's quality candy. We're here on the pregame, Napoleon and Vander Cook Lake tonight. One of our sponsors, the Jackson YMCA. No join fees in January, Brian. It's not too late for you to get involved.
I'll go if you go, Steve.
I'm going. I go every day.
To the Y?
As often as I can, yeah.
Okay.
Well, not today. I'm here. Otherwise, I'd be at the Y.
Well, maybe we'll make a quick trip over there right after the broadcast. If any of our listeners want to join us for a late night workout,
we'll game. we'll see if Barb Blair will let us use one of these basketballs, and we'll take it over there and get a pickup game going. Let's take 3 minutes here on the pregame. We'll come back and look at the starting lineups to get things set up for the broadcast. It's the Napoleon Pirates at Vander Cook Lake tonight against the Jayhawks on WKHM and online around the world at WKHM.com.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Boyle, Brian Haynes at Vandercook Lake High School, where the Jayhawks are hosting tonight the Napoleon Pirates on our broadcast. And just a few minutes away from tip-off still, but let's take a look at the starting lineups, Brian.
All right. Well, for Napoleon, we have a very senior-laden team. Four seniors in the starting lineup, which includes Kale Fairbanks, Spencer Johnson, Jared Byers, Tobin McCrum, and then the lone junior, Alex Darnell.
AD. And I think he was the guy we ended up naming as player of the game in our game against Manchester there. But they had probably three guys that really had a shot at it.
Yeah, I know Alex did a lot of things. He stuffed the stat sheet, they say, that night. So when we look over at the Vandercook starting lineup, two seniors for them with Andrew Fromm and Jeff Adams. And then two juniors, Eastern Stoddard, Gavin Cooper, and the lone sophomore, Demarion Smith.
I always like when I see a sophomore in the starting lineup, so I always feel like we're getting it's a glimpse of what's eventually going to be, you know, a really nice player in the area. And Vandercook Lake has had a good history of some really good players. Most recently, Will Rodriguez was just a stud to come out and watch. Just fun.
Will was... I know when I was on the Michigan Center coaching staff, we always had to have a plan for Will, and despite our plans, he frequently dismantled them. So
he found a way. He was really patient with the basketball, great handles, good finish at the rim, could shoot. Just, he was a terror all over the floor. And he loved to pass the ball, too, and he set up some easy buckets for his friends out there.
And I also see an old Vandercook stud as the JV coach this year, Javon Flowers.
Yeah.
Some more Vandercook names of the past.
He played in my volleyball league, and I don't remember him playing as a basketball player, but the way he jumps, I can imagine he was a terror to try and defend. Just quick.
Yep.
So, yeah, we're glad to be here at Vandercook Lake High School. Barb Blair, thanks for the hospitality. Brought us an ice-cold water, so we'll be good to go here throughout the broadcast. Keep our pellets wet, our whistles wet, as they say. We're running out of time here on the pregame, so let's go ahead and take another 3 minutes. We'll come back and get things going here. Napoleon and Vandercook Lake on WKHM, and we are online around the world at WKHM.com.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, and we are just about ready to get the introduction of the starting lineups here at the gymnasium. 8 minutes up on the clock, and we'll be ready to go here momentarily with high school basketball coverage brought to you by Stephanie Bosonic Mortimer, Remax Mid-Michigan. Thanks to Stephanie for being on board.
So, Steve, I don't know if you know this, but has Vandercook Gym, is it named for Paul Varner yet?
I don't know if it's named for him yet.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just be an oversight right now, must be.
Sure. I mean, his broadcasting career is just taking off, so, I mean, once you have the Hall of Fame broadcasting under your belt and the, you know, the coaching experience, it's only a matter of time.
Well, let's not kid ourselves. You're the only Hall of Famer around here.
I don't know about
Paul
that.
Paul and I just try to ride your coattails.
Also on the broadcast tonight, we'll say thank you to the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. The Craft Agency, local independent auto owners insurance agents. American Title Company.
That's why I do all my title work.
Yeah, yeah. Me too.
They're the best.
So one time. So far. There's the intro music for the Jayhawks. I like when the schools do a little bit extra for those introductions.
It seems like everybody goes with the old Chicago Bulls.
Still the prominent one, yeah. I like Final Countdown myself, I think. And, of course, at Western High School, they use the Kickstart My Heart by Motley Crue.
If you can't get pumped up by Motley Crue, you don't have a pulse.
You might not. Well, and for a moment during that song, didn't the song about how he didn't have a pulse for a moment.
If you were in charge, what do you think you'd come up with? Maybe a little rat?
You know, I don't know if I'd use rat so much. I think I'd go a little more current. But that's just me. Nothing against rat. It's a fine band.
Guess early on in the broadcast, they're kind of showing my age a little bit.
There you go. Rat was your era?
Rat, Motley Crue, yeah.
GNR.
GNR.
Couldn't go wrong with Paradise City, I'm going to be honest.
Yeah, that's timeless.
Maybe
you and I need our own music. We'll have to look into that for future broadcasts.
We do have our intro music. Nathaniel Ray, look at the night sweats. Need never grow old from the intro, the high school basketball intro. 8 minutes on the clock, and now the starters have been introduced, and they're making their way out to the mid-circle, and as expected, the towering Jared Beers for Napoleon. He'll jump against Jeff Adams, and Adams has given up about 5 inches of height there. So we'll see if he's got any better timing or leaping ability. Taps up, and Beers gets it, and it goes right to Darnell, and we're underway. Napoleon with the basketball, right wing for Tobin McCrum. Surveying the floor, and it looks like the Jayhawks are going to start out with some kind of a trapping zone, it looks like, and create a turnover right away. And did he step on the sideline?
He did. Ryan? Yeah, he did step on the sideline.
Pass it into the corner over there for Spencer Johnson. He stepped in the out-of-bounds line, and Vandercook late gets the stop, keeps the basketball here, and taking over duties here. Demarion Smith will drive from the top, passes out. Adams open. And it looks like a little out of control on the drive, and we get a charging violation as it's Fairbanks who steps up and takes the charge.
Yeah, Fairbanks, that doesn't surprise me a bit. For those that have listened to us do the football things, his nose is just always in the action.
And now we're getting kind of a half-court trap here for Vandercook. High post to Fairbanks, drops it down to Beers into the lane. Double clutch from behind the backboard out in front of it, and he finishes close to the rim. And Napoleon's on the board, 2-0 lead. Near steal. Down court. And the Vandercook player dove into the bench, Easton Stoddard.
That last Beers bucket, it's a good thing he's all of 6'5 or 6'6 because he was way under the basket, kind of reached around. Yeah. I couldn't have made that shot.
Smith's got it top of the key for Vandercook, dribbles to the right wing. Cross it over against McCrum. Now we'll get a switch. Darnell at the top left side. For Stoddard, gives back to Smith on the drive, double clutch. Nice, smooth move, left it a little short on the left knee finger roll. McCrum triggering the break the other way for Napoleon, and a cutting baseline move there by Fairbanks. Can't hold on to the pass out of bounds. And still 2-0 Napoleon, Jayhawk basketball.
McCrum, just like we said in pregame, kind of getting people involved here early.
And two possessions so far for Vandercook, and Smith has gone to the basket both times. Come away fruitless, but if you're able to get the kind of penetration, good things can happen. Left wing for Vandercook, dribbling into the paint, all the way to the bucket, up into the air, blocked. On the drive was Gavin Cooper, coming the other way as Fairbanks stops the right wing, now to the top for McCrum, he'll drive from there. On the cut, Fairbanks drives into the air. Shot goes awry, but he did get some contact, and that'll be free throws coming for Cale Fairbanks.
Fairbanks did a nice job of squaring those shoulders up on that one on that drive. Sometimes people want to kind of lay it up and just lay it over the rim, but he squared up, went up strong, and drew the foul. Trying to see who that was on. Looks like number
Smith.
Four.
So that's two on Smith very early, and he'll go to the bench. And that's a big foul right there to get one of your starters out of the lineup that quick with two fouls only about a minute and a half into this game. Fairbanks, free throw, made the first, missed the second, offensive rebound for Beers, the putback no good. There's a strong rebound by Gavin Cooper, runs up the left side for Stoddard. Left wing, Cooper fires for a deep triple off the rim, rebounded by McCrum, and he'll look up the floor, turns it up. Left wing, now drives into the paint, double clutch blocked. Adams with the rebound up the floor quickly to a streaking Jabari Bamford. And we get a timeout.
Yeah, I thought Bamford might have had kind of a unevaded trip to the hole, and Coach
Bradley
said, nope, let's call a timeout and think about this.
30-second break, but we'll keep it right here in the broadcast. Say thank you to Jamie Grace from Meridian Wealth Management, one of our sponsors. Thank you to Jamie. 6:05 to go first quarter. It's 3-0 Napoleon. Vandercook's had a few, a good look for three and a couple drives by Smith. Nothing's fallen down yet, but you can see where they could make a run.
I was excited to do this game already, but now I'm even more excited. The previously mentioned Paul Varner is standing right behind us now.
So make an appearance.
Get some insight. Coach Varner, still knowing the Vandercook program well.
Banford in now for Vandercook with the basketball, working against McCrum, left wing. Drives in, dishes back out. Andrew Fromm, he works his way around the outside. Now to Stoddard coming through. Stoddard now to the top for Banford. Dribbles right side. Now we'll get a reset here for the Vandercook offense. McCrum doing a good job pressuring. Gets a screen. There's an open look for Cooper for three. Off left rim. Rebounded by Alex Darnell right up the middle. He's got running mates. He'll stop and pull up from the free throw line and knock it down. And it's a 5-0 run here to start the game for the Pirates. 5:24 to go first quarter.
I think we mentioned last thing about how Darnell has that little mid-range game, and he's showing it off there, too.
From right wing for Vandercook into the high post. He'll pull up from there. Missed. Rebounded by Napoleon. Spencer Johnson bringing it up. Drives, dishes out to McCrum. He'll fire from the free throw line. Missed it. Rebounded Bamford. Now he gets taken away by Veers, and he'll put that back. And it's a 7-0 run to start for the Pirates. And again, they continue to make shots. That's the difference, shot-making right now.
Yeah, if you're Vandercook, you got to secure that ball. That's as good as a turnover, just a gift, 2 points.
Banford crossing over against McCrum. Now McCrum looking for the steal, doesn't get it. Banford picks back up, drives, looks to dish. Darnell in the passing lane takes it away. And that gets knocked down and holds onto his dribble. Stops at the high top of the key. Gives to Veers, trying to drive from the left wing. He loses the handle. Chase for the basketball. Multiple bodies on the floor, and I think we're going to need a whistle against Vandercook late.
It's like that one going on. Jeff Adams just diving for the ball, kind of being in the wrong place the wrong time. Nothing that a pack of airheads won't make him feel better, though.
4:22 to go here in the first, 7-0 Napoleon out to a quick start in the corner. That was Johnson, gets it out to McCrum. Kind of switched back into a little bit of a zone here for Vandercook. Darnell from the right wing looking to dribble drive. Now loses a handle and will get ripped away. I think we'll get the tie up. And that'll be Jayhawk ball.
Yeah, nice play by Easton Stoddard there, getting his hands on it. I kind of like what Vandercook's doing. They're kind of waiting until the ball gets to the wing, and then they're doubling, where, you know, frequently that wing player isn't as adept as the point guard, maybe handling the ball, making passes out of there. So
Stoddard bringing it up. He's pressured out over to Fromm. Open look. Missed everything. Chasing down the rebound is Jeff Adams, but couldn't get it. And it goes out about last touch. Vandercook Lake.
Yeah, you know, Steve, from being partners with me, I'm a stickler on shot selection, and right now it feels like Vandercook's kind of getting in that one pass, one long three pattern right now. That's not recipe for success.
Nice feed from the top down low to Veers. If you can get him that low, nobody can match up his length right now, and it's a 9-0 start for Napoleon. 3.5 to go first quarter. Great feed from the top. I believe it was Johnson who made that pass.
Yeah, Napoleon had about three or four different guys touch the ball in that possession, kind of unlike what Vandercook has right now.
And a great job kind of adjusting to that trapping defense you mentioned by the Jayhawks. Napoleon passing around to break that and get those guys a step behind, and great open look for Veers down low. 9-0 lead for Napoleon. Deep three for Stoddard, and he missed. Rebound, battle, and chase down. Nearly saved. Hustle play there, David Porras, but it goes out of bounds, and it'll be Napoleon basketball.
Yeah, that's obviously the deep three is part of their offense, and I look over at Coach Bradley to see if he's hollering anything, and he doesn't seem too concerned about the deep three. So,
steal here by Vandercook out on the fast break, and Adams will finish that one, and there's the kind of look you need when you're struggling to score. Fast break layup, and it's 9-2, and they continue to trap here. A little bit of kind of half-court pressure. Napoleon does a good job breaking it this time, and Darnell gets down low. Looked like he was going up for the shot. He gets hit, and then he passed it. So I think you might call that on the ground.
Yeah, that's one where you hope that you might be aware enough, and you hear that whistle blow, you just throw something up there and get yourself to the line for a couple easy ones.
A couple substitutions for Napoleon into the game now. number 10, Josh Adams. As Darnell, pressured on the baseline, throws it away. Fromm running the break up the middle. No numbers, he'll slow it down. Set up an offensive play here. Crossover, now he drives into the elbow, passes to Banford, who will drive baseline. Drops it off for Porras, missed the shot. Nice job on the play to get a good look, just missed it. Rebounded by Darnell, and here come the Pirates. Left wing is Hunter West. Cross court to Tyler Owen, who's on the floor now, and he finds a back cutting Josh Adams, and he missed the shot. Adams' best open look he's going to get all night, and he just left it. He T-Rexed it a little bit.
Yeah, that's the thing when you have that trapping zone defense, you're kind of counting on getting a steal out of that, because if you allow them to break it, you're going to get some of those easy looks like Napoleon just got. And the longer you face it, the easier it is to figure out where those looks are coming from.
Inbound goes to West. West gets into the corner for Owen. He'll go cross court. There's an open look for Adams from the elbow. Missed the shot. Long rebound pulled in by Banford, and he'll go off the floor for Vandercook. Left side. Now moving toward the middle. Crossing over out there, pressured by Alex Darnell. Gets a screen from Porras into the elbow, out for Fromm. Open look for three. Left it short. Rebound by Porras. Put back is no good. Veers will pull down that rebound finally. And Napoleon coming up the other way, left side for Hunter West. Dribbles into the middle, elbow, floater, yes, rattles in. And it's 11-2 now, Napoleon.
Tough
1:37
shot
to go, first quarter.
Tough little runner from West.
Yeah, with a hand in his face, he made it, got that one to rattle down, and that's the difference right now. And Vandercook just doesn't seem to be getting any rolls. Of course, they're not getting much coming, going to the baskets. Fromm drives into the elbow, lefty. Jump hook off the glass is too strong. Rebounded by Owen, and here come Napoleon again. 1:14 left here, first quarter. Three-pointer out of the corner for West. Missed. Rebound tapped and pulled in by Vandercook Lake. That's C.J. Adams. Gets it out to Fromm up the left side. From the wing now to Banford. He'll swing it to Gavin Cooper. Cooper back to Fromm, left wing. About two steps behind the arc. Crosses over against Owen into the elbow area. Spinning. Flings one, looking for some contact. Didn't get it. Adams with the offensive rebound and the putback. 4 points now for the Jayhawks. They trail 11-4 with 40 seconds to go here, first quarter.
CJ told us right before the game that he was the rebounding man, and we've seen two quick ones from him.
Drive by Darnell is blocked in the lane. Adams recovers. Trump comes back in and steals it. On the break, drops it off, and there's Darnell chasing down the play. He steals it back for Napoleon. Coming the other way, Veers running the break. And he puts it up off the glass and in. 13-4, Veers. Having a nice start to the game here. Tough matchup down there with his length. 5 seconds, 13-4 game. From 2-1, fading from deep, and he misses everything. And at the end of one, it's 13-4. Napoleon out to a double-digit lead. Let's take a one-minute break on WKHM and WKHM.com.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, 8 minutes on the clock here, second quarter. Napoleon leading by 13-4.
One thing Vandercook has going for him, though, with this pressure D and the amount of threes, if those threes could just start falling, we'd get back to a close game here.
Napoleon working against that little bit of trap, and there's Cale Fairbanks committing a traveling violation. So they get a turnover out of the pressure defense to start the second quarter.
There's half the recipe. Now got to get a couple of these threes to drop.
And DeMarion Smith back on the floor with two early fouls. He missed most of that first quarter, but he's back out there now. Finds C.J. Adams right wing. Looking to the high post. Nearly turned it over there as Jeff Adams wasn't looking. Smith's got it now back near midcourt. Gets a screen on the drive. Dishes out for Banford. Banford now finds Cooper, who pumps. Drives to the free throw line. And get a foul. Reach-in violation here against Napoleon.
We're kind of sitting at a little bit of an odd angle. I'm not sure if you caught who that foul was on. Trying to see the board. Looks like might have got Tyler Owen on that one.
Banford on a fade and three, missed it. Rebound batted around for a while before Fairbanks corrals it. Up the floor quickly, Owen right side. Now he'll come out to the top for McCrum. They're going to double him over there. The dribble back out and reset. Swing pass over to Owen, right wing. Now nice cross-court feed to a wide open Gavin West, or excuse me, Hunter West out of the low block. West finishes that one, and a great look by Owen.
Yeah, that's that weakness that we talked about. Somebody from the zone of Antarctica is going to have to drop down and take that pass away.
Adams has it at the top. He'll look to drive from there all the way into the bucket. Finger roll. Pretty drive by Jeff Adams. 15-6 now. Vanderkook keeping it within single digits. 6.5 to go for the second quarter. Another feed down to that low block. And this time it was Owen. He finds a cutting kill. Fairbanks. Fairbanks' shot is partially blocked, but he got him on the arm too. So he'll take a pair of free throws now.
Yeah, I see the Vandercook players kind of communicating, and I heard one of the players say, hey, who's got down low on that? Somebody needs to rotate when the pulling's going to get a lot of buckets or fouls.
Fairbanks misses the first free throw. As Adams goes to the bench, that'll get Easton Stoddard back on the floor. James Bradley's Vandercook Lake Jayhawks. Fairbanks' second free throw also comes off. Good box out by Cooper. He rebounds. Smith up the floor quickly. Stoddard couldn't quite keep pace. The pass a little too hard to handle. It goes out of bounds. Gosh, Smith seemed like he got up to top speed real fast on that fast break.
A little faster than you or I.
I think that comparison is fair. Hunter West drives from the corner. Fairbanks down low. Missed the shot. Partially blocked maybe by Fromm. Loose ball is eventually pulled in by Cooper, and he'll dribble it up the floor for Vandercook into the lane. And West steals it, playing the passing lane. McCrum running the break into the paint. Floats one. No. Rebound batted around and pulled in by Fromm. Gets it to Adams to get it back to Smith to set things up for Vandercook. Left wing now for Fromm. Man-to-man defense here by the Pirates. Cooper. Right wing, swings it over to Fromm, left wing, puts it on the deck, gets it back to Smith at the top, and he wisely resets the offense. He'll get a screen into the lane, now passes out Fromm, back to Adams, left wing, he'll drive from there, gets in, lefty finish, goes good. To me, the Vandercook's offense right now looks best when they're able to penetrate. 15-8 the score, so they cut it to 7. Crum had an open look for a minute, passes it up instead to Adams, who gets it across. Now we've got Hunter West, right wing. McCrum, open left wing, pulls a three. No, halfway down it comes out, rebounded by Vandercook. Smith up the floor, weaving through traffic, gets into the lane, lost the handle, but gets it back enough to get it to Adams. He'll drive. Passes out to Fromm, swings it. Good pass to Easton Stoddard. That's a good-looking three. Missed it, but a good open look out of rhythm. A
lot better looking offense these last two or three possessions from Vandercook, but there again, that.
The back cut, they steal that one. Fromm's got it up the floor to Cooper. He'll stop for a three, and too strong. Missed it all, rebounded by Napoleon.
Too strong is radio ease for air ball deep. You're trying to be nice, though, aren't you?
I suppose. I mean, I said he missed everything. I wouldn't have been shocked if there had been an airball champ from the Napoleon student section. Napoleon with three chances at it here in the other end. And finally, Fairbanks comes in with a strong finish and push the lead back to 9. 17-8 our score. We get a timeout on the floor. It's a full timeout. Let's take a one-minute break on the broadcast. 3:53 to go in the half when we come back on WKHM and WKHM.com.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, Vandercook Lake basketball after the timeout. CJ Adams, Demarion Smith, to Gavin Cooper, Andrew Fromm, and
Easton Stoddard.
Stoddard, yes. Yeah. Is he the one I left out? Smith? Gets it to Cooper at the top. Now he'll drive from there all the way in. Finger roll. Put it up. Missed it. It was less finger roll, maybe more jump hook. He gets a foul on the way in, and he'll go to the line.
Yeah, that was one of those 50-50s. I wouldn't have been surprised on a charge or a block. It was kind of referee's choice there.
He got him pretty deep before the contact. They don't have that circle like they do in the pros, but it would have been below the circle if they did. And Cooper successful at the line. And he's been seemingly struggling with a shot a little bit so far in the game, so maybe the trip to the free throw line will help him find a little bit of rhythm. It's nice to see the ball go through the hoop when you're struggling, and hits both of them. Cuts the lead back to 7 here with 3:40 to go in our first half.
I had heard that was good when you're struggling. I never struggled, so I don't know how that...
You know if it works or not. Darnell passes, they get a hand in the lane. Smith comes up with the steal. He'll take it coast to coast. Sidesteps the defender, missed the shot, rebounded by Veers, and he gets back up the floor. Very fast. Fairbanks running the floor, gets the layup off the pass from, that is, Spencer Johnson.
Nice dish.
Fast pace here, 9-point lead for Napoleon with 3:06 to go in the half. Adams drives, strong finish, and puts it in. Evander Kuklake getting a lot of points going to the basket right now. Keeping it within 7 here, under 3 minutes to go in the half. McCrum dribbling around the pressure as Vanderkook continues to trap the basketball. And reach-in violation against the Jayhawks.
Yeah, it's funny. Vanderkook continues to trap the ball, and Napoleon continues to have open bodies on the block due to that. So we'll see if Vanderkook can make an adjustment here defensively.
And Darnell drives into the free throw line, missed it. Rebound grabbed by Porras. Up the floor is Smith to Fromm, over to Stoddard. Stoddard back to Fromm. They'll swing it around to Smith on the right wing. He'll dribble drive from there. Darnell Garvin gets the screen into the paint. Back out to Adams. Adams will drive and go off the high glass. Missed. Rebounded by Veers. Length has been an advantage for Jared Veers tonight. McCrum, pressured by Stoddard, picks up the dribble, swings it to Darnell into the corner. There's a good look for, excuse me, that was Johnson to Darnell. Darnell takes the three, missed the shot on the rebound. The Pirates will commit a foul.
I'm glad you are sitting in an angle to where you can see. I can't, the student section is right in front of us. And
expanding.
The whole right side of the floor where Vandercook's going down to, we're kind of sitting kittywampus, so I can't quite see that.
Smith takes the inbound pass. 2:05 left in the half. Can cut the lead to 5 or less here on this possession for the Jayhawks. Right wing for Fromm. And he'll fire 3. Kind of a no look, and it rattles around, and it goes down. First 3-point make for Vanderkook tonight. And they cut the lead to 4, 19-15, and there's a steal. Smith on the drive. Passes into the corner for Adams. He'll drive from there. Now back out to Stoddard. Swings around to Fromm, and he looked to go to the low block for Porras and kind of threw it away, but on the Napoleon trying to get the steal instead, it goes out of bounds, and the Jayhawks will keep it.
Vandercook with a lot better ball movement right now. A lot of guys touching the ball and getting a lot better quality shots due to this.
Fromm takes the inbound, gets it to Smith. Dribbles across the top, setting up near midcourt. Gets a screen for Porras, drives, passes out, open look for Stoddard for 3, is missed. Rebound tapped long, and Darnell chases it down. AD on the drive into the air. Puts it up, and they're going to call a charging violation. Demarion Smith chased down the play.
Wow.
With his body on the line. That looked like he might have snuck in there a little late.
Yeah.
Tough to make a charging call on that, but they did.
They must have said AD lowered his shoulder or something, because I thought for sure AD was going to the line where he's just flat money.
So Vanderkook keeping it within 4 here. 1:13 left in the half. 19-15. Jayhawks with the basketball. Smith dribbles around Darnell. Now goes left wing for Fromm. Pump fakes a deep triple. I think he would take that maybe if he was open. Drive by Adams. Double clutch. Missed on the layup. Rebounded by McCrum. Up the floor quickly for Napoleon. They'll swing it into the corner for Johnson. Spencer fires a 3 and he knocks it down. Spencer Johnson with a triple. pushes the lead right back out to 7.
Well, Crum did a good job there as he was pushing the ball up the floor. It was, the lane wasn't there, so he kicked it.
Crossover into the lane for Smith on the other end, and he passed it out of there. Might have gotten one of those where you hope you notice the whistle and can make it a shot instead of a pass, but I think the Jayhawks are in the bonus here. 1-1 coming for Demarion Smith.
Well, we're getting a correction. Saying the last three down here by Johnson was a two-pointer, not a three. Toe on the line.
Correction. So that makes it a six-point lead for Napoleon instead of 7.
Talked to Johnson right before the game. He said he wears size 13. He needed a size 11, and that's a three-pointer.
Smith makes the first free throw here, the 1-1. 35.1 to go here in the half. And the second free throw also good. It's 21-17. Cuts the lead back to 4. Jayhawks hanging around. Crum bring it up. He'll get trapped at half court. Gets to Johnson. Does a touch pass down to AD. But he's going to get a reach in on the steal attempt by the Jayhawks. Second to go against Smith. That's his third.
It's always tough when you pick up your third with 27 seconds to go in the half.
And he's played most of this quarter without committing that third foul. So it's, yeah, if you're Coach Bradley, you're glad to have gotten into the half with him with 2 fouls. Now 3 makes it a little less comfortable. Clearly he's vital to what they do on the offensive end as Johnson hits the free throw.
Yeah, I know some coaches have different philosophies on that. Some will just sit you no matter what through the whole first half. Others, you know, I think for Vandercook and Coach Bradley, kind of smart. Being down by 9, you know, why not trust him, take a chance, because what good is he going to do if you go down by 16, 17? So I like the move.
Johnson missed the second free throw. Veers with the offensive rebound and the putback. Tough to battle down there. That length just keeps getting to the Jayhawks. 24-17 now. The Napoleon lead. Adams will drive. Stops, pulls up. Pump fake and got Beers off his feet. And puts in the bunny. 24-19. They keep it at 5. Now on the break, Beers cutting. Gets into the air. Partially blocked by Fromm, but Beers strong enough to go through that block. And a strong finish there. 26-19 is the halftime score. Napoleon pushing the lead back out after the Jayhawks had cut it as close as 4 points a couple of times. The halftime score is a 7-point advantage for the Pirates.
Yeah, that was the problem. Adams did go down there and make a nice shot. Unfortunately, he shot it with 11 seconds to go in the half. Left too much time for Napoleon and Veers to come down and answer. So it's as if it was for naught.
Well, as you mentioned, Vandercook Lake moved the ball quite a bit better in the second quarter. And it makes me wonder if the difference maker really was Demarion Smith getting in there. And he was driving, he'd get deep, he'd make somebody come and help him out or help out on him and then dish it out, and the shots went down a little better in the second quarter, and we saw some good things from the Jayhawks.
Yeah, they went from scoring 4 in the first quarter to 15 for the second quarter to give them the 19 they have now. So big difference between quarters. Again, I agree with the Demarion being in there, and the ball movement was just better. A little higher quality shots, and they finally got a 3 to go in, which I have Vandercook being 1 for 8 from the 3-point line in the first half.
You expect that they'll knock down 1 or 2 more than that, shoot a little bit better percentage in the second half. They got some adjustments to make. Certainly they want to shore up those weak spots and that pressure trapping defense that they've been using out there. But if they can do that, they'll stick around right in this game. Meanwhile, Napoleon has gotten to where they've gotten with this 7-point lead. Tobin McCrum hasn't really been a factor scoring the basketball. And, you know, they really have been taking advantage of the size advantage with Jared Veers.
Yeah, Tobin so far kind of holding true to our Napoleon connection we talked to before the game, saying that he's become a little more distributor, and he has done a nice job. I mentioned, he, instead of forcing something into the lane on a break, he kind of pulled up and then found somebody on the block, and I don't know if Tobin would do that throughout his whole career. You know, I think that's just the maturity development of his game. At right now, at the half, he has zero, but you can, you know, you can affect a game even with zero. It's okay, and he has so far.
So at the half, 26-19, the Pirates lead the home court Vanderkook Lake Jayhawks. Let's take a three-minute break. We'll come back and look at the stats here on WKHM and online at WKHM.com.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes at the half. Napoleon Pirates lead the Vanderkook Lake Jayhawks 26-19. And how do they get 26 points, Brian?
Well, Steve, since you asked, we had Alex Darnell with two, Spencer Johnson with two, Hunter West with four, Cale Fairbanks with five, and Jared Veers leading the way with 12. And for Vanderkook to get to their 19, it was Demarion Smith with two, Andrew Fromm with three, Gavin Cooper two, C.J. Adams four, and his brother Jeff Adams, the Candyman, with nine.
The Candyman with nine. Yeah, and Adams got his points in kind of a bunch there. He did, for a while he was scoreless, and then he started getting to the basket, and he showed he's got an ability to finish down there. And Fromm with only 3 points. He took a lot of shots. He's got to concentrate on getting better looks if he wants to take that 3-point. Even the one he made was kind of a weird fading, kind of out of nowhere, quick trigger.
Yeah, we talked about that, the quality of 3-pointers. And, hey, I get it. If you're a 3-point shooting team and that's part of your philosophy, then you got to let it fly. But I'd just like to see it, you know, touch a few people's hands and then get a good, you mentioned earlier, a good rhythm three.
Yeah,
that a lot. So
if you're able to catch that pass and your feet are, you can get your feet set and everything comes kind of in rhythm. I just think you got a much better chance of making it than if you're taking something off the dribble awkwardly with a hand in your face. Now some people shoot well that way, and a lot of those guys in the NBA probably tell you that doesn't matter to them. But I think at the high school level, you'd love to have it come that way and just see the offense kind of come to you rather than you having to force anything to happen. However, I think that Vanderkook did find some rhythm when they did have some forced offense coming from Demarion Smith and Jeff Adams when they forced it into the basket and went up and finished. And I think I'd love to see Demarion Smith when he gets into that penetration. I know it looks like anyway that he likes to pass it out of there and find some open guys, but I'd love to see him get up in the air and kind of force some of those Napoleon players to contest those shots and maybe commit some more fouls.
Yeah, yep, Napoleon's got a little foul trouble. And, you know, hey, if you're Vanderkook Lake and you're only down by seven and you're 1-for-8 from the three-point line and things hadn't been falling, you go in the locker room and say, hey, guys, we're only down seven. This is a couple possessions, so.
Let's take 2 minutes here, and we're ready for the second half. 26-19, Napoleon leads on WKHM and WKHM.com.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
8 minutes on the clock. We're back underway. Vanderkook Lake basketball. Demarion Smith working the offense here. Three fouls on him. We'll be keeping an eye on that. Fromm in the right corner. Looked at that rim, ready to fire another triple. Gets it to Demarion Smith instead. Working against Tobin McCrum. Smith dribbles to the right wing. Crossover behind the back, lost his footing for a moment, picked up by Cooper, and Vanderkook will keep possession. High post, couple guys there on the left side. Now we're going to screen from Adams. Crossover, pump fake for three from Smith. Cooper will pump from there too. He's picked up by the much taller Jared Veers.
Napoleon doing a great job of walling off the penetration so far.
And there's a near steal by McCrum. Good job by Napoleon to kind of stop that advantage. Vanderkook had numbers, and McCrum fights his way back, and they don't really lose anything. Adams on the drive. A little too strong. Jeff gave it a shot. But I like that he still – that was patient offensive possession for Vanderkook, and they got a good look, just missed it. Three for Cale Fairbanks is short. Veers battling for the rebound, and we'll get a whistle, and I think it's going to be against Veers. for going over the back, and they are, to their credit, boxing him out, and he tried to use that length to still get the rebound, and this time commits a foul.
And that was a nice job by Gavin Cooper down there, putting a body on Veers, making him reach over him.
Adams has it left wing now, deeper into the left wing for Fromm. Top for Cooper. Dribbles, looks at a pull-up, doesn't take it. Fromm, there's a good open look for Fromm for three, and he hits nothing but the bottom of the net. Great rhythm. Good-looking shot, wide open. Fromm knocks it down, and there's a good look for Vandercook, and they cut the lead to 4, 26-22. McCrum driving from the elbow. Drops it to a cutting Spencer Johnson, and he looks to go across the lane to Fairbanks, and it's stolen. Fromm comes up with the loose ball. Marion Smith, look at that, goes straight down the middle, gets bumped, passes off to Cooper. Couldn't quite handle the pass. He'll drive in, nice jumper in the lane, missed. Trying to battle for that rebound. And it's going to go out of bounds, last touch, Napoleon.
Fairbanks looking like he didn't agree with that. Kind of gave that face.
I wouldn't have been mad if they called a foul on there. They were battling there, though, and I'm glad that they did let him play. Fromm will fire a three-pointer off the dribble, and in the last battle for the long rebound, last touch, Vandercook. So 26-22, still a four-point deficit for the Jayhawks.
And that was one of those quick off-balance threes.
Right, just didn't seem like a good rhythm shot. McCrum driving, passing lane, it's bumped, but it goes right to Spencer Johnson with the up and under layup, spun it off the backboard and into the bucket. Pretty finish. And he's got a chance for the old-fashioned three-point play. How did he get the spin to get that one to go in the bucket?
This is a little Kyrie Irvin-ish.
Yeah. English on that basketball. The bucket's good. Johnson at the lines, 28-22, pushes the lead out to six. 5:50 to go third quarter here.
When you said English, I didn't know if that was you dipping into your deep knowledge of NBA talent going to Alex English or you
English
just meant the
you
spin.
Might use on the that you might use on the billiard table at times. Johnson fails to complete the three-point play, rebounded by Cooper, and here comes Smith into the corner for Stoddard. Back up to Smith, he'll drive from there, gets deep up into the air, and there's a foul on Cale Fairbanks trying to defend. Demarion Smith, lightning quick when that first step comes, and he beat everybody down the lane. Got into the air, a little double clutch, and he does draw a whistle. A pair of free throws coming.
That's going to be Fairbanks' third with 5:42 left in the third quarter, so we'll see if Napoleon goes to their bench.
And Smith knocks it down.
Fairbanks definitely one of those kind of do-it-all guys for Napoleon. You don't want to see him get his fourth early and have to sit.
Second free throw rattles out. 28-23. It's a five-point deficit for the Jayhawks. Napoleon coming up the floor quickly. Nice drive and dish. Darnell, he loves that shot at the elbow, and he knocks another one down. 30-23. They push the lead back out to seven. Here comes Smith. There's Adams at the top. Three-pointer rattles halfway down and rolls out. Fast break for Johnson. The other way for Napoleon. Finds Darnell on the cut, and Darnell kicks it off the glass. 32-23. Leads back up to nine.
Coach Bradley might need a little timeout here to kind of...
C.J. Adams drives baseline, blocked by Jared Veers. And he growls after that block. Vandercook Lake basketball.
Veers kind of staring him down. The refs give him a little warning. Adams got a little chuckle out of it. But.
32-23. It's a nine-point deficit here for the Jayhawks with the basketball passed in from the baseline. Is Jeff Adams. He gets into CJ. Cooper right wing, now to the top for Smith to set up the offense. McCrum taking no rests on the defensive end, pressuring Smith. He'll step back and fire for three. Too strong. Beers with the rebound. And now a turnover. Adams on the fast break, all alone. Uncontested, he'll finger roll it up over the rim. Didn't use the backboard. I would discourage that, but he made it.
I think he was thinking dunk there, getting his steps right. Realized he didn't quite have it, managed to lay it up at least.
He got pretty close, and there's a triple on the other end. Tobin McCrum knocks it down. 10-point Napoleon lead. McCrum pressuring Smith. Smith dribbles in, cuts to the lane. Nice little step, missed the finger roll. Smith can get himself into the lane. Next step is to be able to finish those, and I think he'll figure that out before things are all said and done on this season. Missed shot by Napoleon. Offensive rebound, Spencer Johnson misses. Rebounded by McCrum. He'll fire up a fader from the baseline. Missed. Finally, the rebound tapped into Stoddard's arms. Smith, right side, all the way into the lane. Finger roll. That one goes. Change of speed for Smith is just lethal, and he gets in deep and finishes easy. 35-27, cuts the lead to 8. Down to the baseline for Darnell. Out to McCrum. They leave him alone for 3. He'll take that if you're going to give him the space, and he'll hit it most of the time. 38-27 now after 2 triples in the quarter for Tobin McCrum.
Yeah, Vandercook's not going to be able to trade 2s for 3s. The math doesn't work out.
Smith drives and misses a shot off the glass. McCrum coming the other way. He'll pull up for a short 2. Missed it, but gets his own rebound into the lane, and he'll get bumped. Is that Smith on the foul?
I think they got that one on Jeff Adams.
And that is the case. Adams with the foul sends McCrum to the line for a pair.
Yeah, McCrum,
3:09 to go.
McCrum, we mentioned, going scoreless in the first half, which probably in his career hasn't probably had many scoreless first halves, but making up for it early with 7 points here in the first 5 minutes of the third quarter.
Wave of substitutions from the Vandercook bench. We'll get Porras back onto the floor. And Banford. And Fromm makes his way back into the game. Banford keeping the pressure on the defense. Passes to Porras. Wasn't quite ready for it, but he does recover. Banford keeps it. Calls for a screen. Gets it. Moving right side now for Adams. Goes into the corner for Fromm. Back out of there, and it's turned over. No, they'll keep it. Banford's got it. Now they got numbers. Fromm steps away, pulls up a triple. No good. Rebounded by C.J. Adams. Gets it out to Banford at the top. The key right wing for Fromm. He'll dribble from there into the paint. Fading jumper off the glass. Missed. Rebounded by A.D. Alex Darnell up the middle. No numbers. He'll pull it back out wisely. Now Owen open look for the corner for 3. And he got it. Tyler Owen. It's a 3. The lead is now 16. And biggest lead of the game.
Napoleon had 0 3-pointers in the first half, and here in the first 5.5 minutes already with 3 of them.
Let's take a 30-second break. 43-27 our score. 2:28 to go in the third on WKHM.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes with 2:28 to go in the third quarter and a 16-point advantage. A hot shooting third quarter here for the Pirates.
Yeah, Steve, it was crazy. About 4 minutes ago, game minutes, Vandercook had cut it to 4 points. It's been their smallest deficit. And boy, we look up there now and it's ballooned up to 16.
Banford takes the inbound for Vandercook. Crum pressuring him. Out top, now he'll drive into the corner for Adams. Passes out of there to C.J. Adams. He'll drive into the paint. It's an elbow jumper pulled up by Porras. Rebound grabbed by C.J. Adams. Passes back out to Banford. He'll get it to the top where Fromm will set up the offense. Back to Banford. Calling for a screen for Porras. Driving from there, gets into the lane. Fires one on the run. Missed it, but he did get bumped, and I think we can call that on the floor.
I believe you're right on that. A Spencer Johnson foul.
Under 2 minutes to go here in the third quarter. And we'll get Josh Adams back onto the floor along with Hunter West for the Pirates. Inbound goes to Jeff Adams. Banford right wing. Back to the corner for Fromm. Pumped a 3. Now dribbling away. He likes that leaning away three-pointer. He hasn't made it, but he clearly likes the shot. Missed the shot, rebounded. McCrum on the other end drives from the elbow. Pulls one off the back rim, gets his own rebound. Now passes out to Hunter West.
I have McCrum for 6 rebounds already.
West goes to Owen, give and go. Gets deep into the air, out the glass, short. Gets his own rebound, tap, missed. Rebounded Fromm. Looking up the floor for Vandercook, dribbling up the floor now. over the midline. Gets to C.J. Adams, left wing. Now into the corner for Banford. Down low to Porras. Spin move against the taller Beers. Loses it. Passes out to Fromm. Into the corner for Adams. Will drive from there. In the lane. Passes out. Reset here for Banford. Calls for the screen for Porras. Uses it. Step back three. Banford. And he gets it to go. 43-30. They cut the lead to 13. Under a minute to go here in the third. And they'll start trying to press here. A half-court trap, maybe. West dribbles through it. Near steal there from Adams. Make that a completed steal. And the fast break gets into the air. Lefty finish. Good. That little pressure defense helping out. Cutting the deficit down to 11. Now 40 seconds left. You'd love to get another steal on the bucket here. Get it down to single digits again before you get into the fourth quarter. But we'll get a reach in against Vandercook.
Yeah, I can't see if I think that's their third team foul, so no harm yet for Vandercook.
Adams will go to the bench. That's Jeff Adams. C.J. Adams, Stoddard. We've got Smith back on the floor. They get it into Owen, into the corner for West. From the baseline, jumper rattles out. 30 seconds. Rebounded by Cooper. Smith's got it. Streaking up the floor, crossover in the lane, all the way to the bucket. Got a little too deep for the lefty finish. Missed it. Rebounded McCrum coming the other way. He'll float one, and that one goes. Running floater by McCrum. Puts the lead back up to 13. 13 seconds we have left. Smith bringing it down, and Vandercook's going to hold for one. Smith calling for a screen from Cooper. Dribbles around it. Switched on him. Now he'll stop and pull open. Look for two. Halfway down before it rattles out. Rebounded by Beers. And 45-32 our score after three. Fourth quarter coming up after a one-minute break on WKHM and WKHM.com.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
8 minutes on the clock here for the fourth quarter. Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, 45-32. Napoleon with the lead and the basketball to start the fourth quarter. Darnell goes to West, down low to Veers, spin move, jumper, short. Good defense by Cooper to keep in front of him and not foul. Rebound by C.J. Adams, and we'll get the reach-in violation against Hunter West.
I'm going to give C.J. Adams a little some props because he told me before the game his job was to rebound, and that puts him up to 8 now in the game. Being a little undersized, he's a little scrapper. I like it.
Unofficially, 8 rebounds. Cooper, 3. There's the link from Veers. Slides out and blocks the three-point attempt. And we'll get a kick against the Pirates, so Vandercook will keep the basketball. That Myers' length has really come out and changed some shots here for the Jayhawks.
It's funny. You look at the 10 guys on the floor right now. Myers is a whole head taller than any of them.
Can't coach height. Fromm gets the inbound in the corner. Passes out to Jeff Adams. Now to the top for Smith. He'll look to drive from there against the much taller Veers. Gets deep. Now passes out to Adams. C.J. dribbles into the elbow and goes back. Looking for Jeff Adams on a back cut. Couldn't handle the pass. It's loose, and Hunter West gets it out of there to Owen. He'll trigger the break for the Pirates. And he'll go out to West, who drops it down for Veers. Missed it. Nice try down there. Good look by that's Josh Adams, excuse me, on the pass. Smith outside. Swinging it around the outside to Fromm, left wing. He'll take a dribble, sideways step, fires for three, missed it, got it off the rim and rebounded. He did hit the rim. It was actually, that looked like a pretty good body set up there. As it gets down to Veers, and he takes the easy one down low. So every time Vandercook misses a shot, Napoleon's ready to capitalize.
Yeah, it's like Vandercook going to try to set up that pressure, but Napoleon's getting it down before they can and getting it into Veers many times.
Stoddard for three, no. And another rebound here by Napoleon. We'll get Adams for a bump. And he did get him, but I wouldn't have been mad if they let him play through that one.
I'll say this, if the Cascades Conference ever breaks out a big giant horse game and one of the shots you have to do is a step back three, I like Vandercook's chances.
Darnell to the top for Adams. He drives, drops it down low to Veers, and it's ripped away from him. 47-32, 6:12 to go in this game. Vandercook trailing with the basketball. Smith right wing looking to drive into the paint. Drops it off for Cooper and can't catch it, but it is knocked out. Last touch on the Pirates.
Well, with 6:04 left, down by 15, Vandercook's definitely going to have to start getting some stops.
And there's an inbound and a foul against Napoleon. Looks like that's on the shot, and Cooper will go to the free throw line.
Veer's giving the referee a big smile. I'm thinking it was a sarcastic smile.
Veers, Viers, I don't know. I never know if we're saying it right, but I'm having a nice game tonight. And definitely the height advantage has been a factor.
Well, I do know he's Jared. We'll get that one right.
That's correct.
You're probably right on Viers. I think I was saying Veers more, huh?
I have been. To me, it's more default. I like that. I like it better. Missed free throw, but rebounded by Jeff Adams. Nice cut to Smith. Missed the shot. Adams with another putback attempt. Missed. Smith rebounds. Drops it down to Stoddard. Looks like Smith maybe drug his pivot foot just enough to get the traveling violation.
Man, we had bodies flying, babies crying. Wild down underneath the rim.
Several second chance opportunities for Vandercook, but they come away without points. 47-33, now under 6 minutes to go. Inbound goes to McCrum. Adams, they trap him. Tries to throw it off the defender. And they don't get it. We get a timeout from the sideline, it looks like. We'll take a timeout as well. 30-second break. 5:47 to go when we come back on WKHM and WKHM.com.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Back in action, and Adams pressuring McCrum, and looks like he got a steal. The steal won't matter. McCrum committed a traveling violation, but the increased pressure here from the Jayhawks, and Jeff Adams has gone all out on that. Got a couple steals to turn into some buckets. There's an inbound to Cooper, and he misses the shot again. Vandercook just can't get the basket to go.
There's the old lid on it, as they say.
Darnell working against the pressure here. Gets out to McCrum. Double teamed. Trying to feed somebody down low, and we'll get a 3-second call. Is it against Veers? No, foul.
Well, foul on Veers. I think maybe what we'll do to cover ourselves is on the defensive end, we'll say fouled on Viers, and offense, he can be Jared Veers. We'll at least be right half the time.
Yeah,
which
I think
about
you're right.
My normal.
Smith coming down, gets to Stoddard, back to Smith, right wing. Top of the key now for Cooper, back to Smith on the right side. Puts it on the deck, dribbles around to the top. Backs up near midcourt, calling for a screen from Cooper. Gets it, goes around into the lane, drops it off for Fromm on the baseline. He'll fire from there. Short. Rebound grabbed by Byers. Gives it to Alex Darnell, who patiently dribbles up the floor as they don't pressure him. Time is Napoleon's friend now with the lead in the basketball. 4:48 left, up by 14, going down to the baseline for Darnell. He'll dribble out of there.
Here's where I would like to see Napoleon have a little longer possessions.
McCrum loses the dribble. Smith all alone on the fast break. And he'll lay it up over the front rim. Cut the lead to 12. And Jayhawks rush back to get pressure. Viers nearly throws it away. Gets it to Johnson, who gets down to McCrum on the baseline. He'll put it up. Missed the shot, but he got tapped on the elbow. And that'll get you two shots at the free throw line. Every time.
Napoleon kind of trying to let Vandercook stay around. They're coming down and still taking quick shots and giving Vandercook extra possessions. That's what they need now, being down 12 with 4:15 to go.
McCrum hits the first free throw. Yet something about that added pressure that speeds the offense up, and it takes a heady player to realize they can slow it down and use as many seconds as they can off that clock every time. McCrum hits the second, rattles it in, but it does go. 49-35, push the lead back out to 14 with 4:13 left in the game. Smith drives, puts it off the glass, a little too strong, rebounded by the Pirates, and coming down the other way, and it looks like it's going to go off of Napoleon. Looks like Byers tried to drop it off for Cale Fairbanks, and then it went out of bounds. Coach Tudhill saying that Jeff Adams got a hand in there, but the officials disagreed. Smith coming down. Has it tapped away momentarily. Does get it to Cooper. Back to Smith. Smith dribbling against Tobin McCrum, and McCrum will body check him just enough to get a whistle.
And you know, you talked earlier about liking watching sophomores. This kind of gives us a glimpse into what the future holds. Tell you what, the Marion Smith, the sophomore for Vandercook, he is quick.
Yeah.
As you mentioned a couple times, and that first step is quick. And when he does learn to finish, look out in the Cascades Conference.
I think another thing that he does really well, Brian, is change speeds. So he might pause for just a moment, and you pause too, and then he's much quicker to go back up to top speed than you are. And before you know it, he's burning you. He's in the paint. So he'll need a couple things. He'll need to be able to finish at the rim a little better than he has tonight. And he'll need some of his teammates to make some of those shots that he set them up for, too. And just neither one of those things has happened with too much regularity tonight. And I think it's just one of those bad shooting nights for the Jayhawks. They do create some pressure and a near steal. Right in front of the bench, Stoddard kind of goes into that bleacher section momentarily, but they do turn the ball. We'll get a timeout. 30-second break from the broadcast with 3:46 to go. 49-37. Napoleon leads on WKHM.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Pressure coming here from the Jayhawks. Looking to trap McCrum. He gets it up the floor to Cale Fairbanks. Drops off for Darnell. Blocked from the elbow. Good shot. He likes that shot. Jeff Adams was ready for it, and he got a clean block on it, and it'll get knocked out of bounds.
Yeah, I don't think AD knew that Adams was there, and Adams had an easy block.
Yeah, he's just been so quick to the basketball right now on the defensive end. Offensive end, he's got Smith running the point. There's Cooper with an open look for three. Short. McCrum gets the long rebound. It's got to be 10 rebounds now for Tobin.
Yeah. Boy, with 3 minutes left, that three goes in, we might have something.
Blocked on the other end. McCrum on the drive. Adams and I think Cooper also got a hand on it, but it goes out of bounds, and Napoleon will keep it. Yeah, if that goes in, we're back to single digits. We start thinking things are getting close, and if they created a turnover right now, he might feel the same way. Instead, Johnson fires a quick three, airballed it, and rebounded by Adams. No call for the quick shot here with the lead in time. Smith with the basketball now for Vandercook, trailing by 12. Under 3 minutes to go. He'll get a screen from Cooper. Now passes to Adams. CJ gets it back to Cooper. He'll drive against Veers. Gets low, missed the running jumper. Kind of one-handed jump hook on the run. Rebounded by Napoleon.
Doing that with Veers there in your face is kind of a tough one.
Yeah, you feel like you got a step on him, and then you realize you need two steps because he's that long. And now Cale Fairbanks back and down low. Gets a shot up, misses it, but he does draw a whistle.
It's almost as if Napoleon has a spread to cover or something. They're still trying to get some quick points in these possessions. Not familiar with the Cascade spreads, but
Fromm will get back into the game, replacing C.J. Adams as Fairbanks hits from the free throw line, pushes the lead back out to 13 with 2:27 to go in this tilt. Second free throw good. Cale Fairbanks with a nice trip to the line. Smith back up the floor quickly for Vandercook. Gets Fromm in the corner. Back out to Smith. Swing it around to Cooper. Nope. Goes back to Smith. Now he'll drive. Out to Fromm. Open look for three. Missed. Rebounded Veers.
McCrum did a really good job defensively there. He has the task of trying to keep Smith in front of him. For the most part, he's done a good job.
Pressure from Vandercook. Now it looks like Napoleon's settling into some four corners. Pass it across to McCrum. Calling for a screen on Adams. Gets the screen, dribbles around it. Now he'll drive. Pull-up jumper. Out. Chased long. Veers out there to get it. Gets to Johnson. Drives from the elbow. Blocked by Fromm, and they won't get a whistle against him.
It was kind of odd, Napoleon. You were right. Pulled it out. Like, okay, let's make them come get us. But then we still had a couple quick Napoleon shots.
Yeah, it almost feels like they think they're trailing or something. With the urgency, they seem to be going to the basket.
Johnson kind of getting bailed out there with a foul. It may or may not have been one.
Johnson hits the free throw. Yeah, they're at a point where the Jayhawks are going to have to start grabbing them no matter what. So you might as well not risk missing a shot and giving them the ball back.
I always hated coaching in these situations where it's a 15-point game in a minute 37. You're on that, well, we want to keep trying, but
right.
You kind of know that at this point the result.
You should be able to hold on for this.
Yeah.
Smith drives all the way to the bucket. He'll finish that one. Nice drive by DeMarion Smith. Finishes with the right hand, and we'll get a timeout. It's a full timeout. Let's take a 30-second break. Minute 25 to go. 53-39. Our score. Napoleon leads on WKHM.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM. Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, final minute 25 in this game, and it's 53-39. Napoleon. Clear path to victory here. You just got to be smart with the basketball. Hey, thanks again to Jamie Grace from Meridian Wealth Management for being on board for the broadcast tonight, along with our other fine sponsors. Full court pressure here by the Jayhawks out of the timeout. They go into Beers, back to Johnson to get to McCrum. They'll look to double team him up the floor to Fairbanks. And he'll drive from there, stolen by Adams. Looking up the floor, there's Smith ahead of everyone on the layup, and it's good. Cut the lead to 12, minute 10. And Jeff Adams looking for a steal again. McCrum driving down to Veers, takes the shot up. It's partially blocked, but it looks like they got him. Again, you continue to see this driving to the basket for the Pirates.
Yeah. Leading by 12 with a minute 3 to go, and it's still like you said, it's as if they're like it's a one-point game and they're still trying to get buckets.
Fires at the line. Misses the first one. 63 seconds till the end of this Cascades tilt. We'll send you directly to Red Wings Hockey afterwards. On the island of Manhattan? Is that where the Islanders play?
Sounds good.
Free throw's good. 54-41. Smith coming up the floor. Crossover into the lane. Gets up off the glass. Missed it. Rebounded by Viers. They'll pressure Darnell. Gets it to McCrum over the midline. Now dribbling around 48 seconds. Tosses it to Fairbanks. They'll pressure him. High post for Veers. Back out to Fairbanks. Hands to McCrum. Spin move McCrum. Keeping the dribble. Jayhawks not grabbing anyone. Just trying to get steals. 30 seconds. 54-41. Deep left wing for Johnson. Now down to the baseline for Fairbanks. Byers gonna pass around, and now Adams commits a foul with 21.6 to go. 54-41, and that'll just about seal it, I'd expect.
Yeah, I would think at this time, anybody that's on the bench that maybe hasn't played and would like to go in. It's always a tough one, too, for coaches. 21 seconds left. You have somebody that maybe hasn't played. I guess the question is, as a player, do you want to go in for 21 seconds? I say yeah. I say get your seconds.
I would always go in. And that used to be me, like, especially early in my career.
That must have been real early, because I've seen you, and you are a baller.
Oh, yeah. I evolved into a very good player, but I had to pay my dues. You got 21 seconds in the game. You start getting the Boyle chant from the student section. 10 seconds and a missed three by Fromm. 55-41. Looks like it'll be our final. 3-2-1 buzzer. 55-41 the final. Napoleon holds on against a hard-charging Jayhawks attack. It's like they had the gun. They just didn't have any bullets tonight. Nothing was go down for Vandercook. Some shot-making would have been the difference-maker here. They played hard. The effort was there the entire time. And like you noted, the ball movement got a lot better later in the game, and they just couldn't seem to get those shots to go down. Even when they were coming in rhythm, it seemed like nothing was ready to go in for them.
Yeah, and you're right, and they played hard, and we mentioned a lot of trapping, which is good and bad. You know, when they turn into steals, that's the good. When they don't, you frequently leave people under the basket and give up the easy points, which Napoleon got their share of today. So we saw it all there.
55-41, the final. Napoleon with the win. Let's take 2 minutes here on the post game. We'll come back and look at the numbers and set things up for our next broadcast here on WKHM and online at WKHM.com.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes in the postgame here, 55-41, the final. And Vandercook, they pushed it to within four a couple of different times and just couldn't seem to get any closer than that. And, you know, Paul Varner here in our ear kind of predicted that Vandercook would do, that they would get close if they make a couple runs. Ultimately, they just didn't have enough firepower to get it the rest of the way. And I think that's, the shots weren't going down, and I can't imagine that it's usually like that. I got to imagine they make a couple more than that most of the time.
Yeah, I know Andrew Fromm, you know, shot a lot of three-pointers today. And again, you can always tell whether someone can shoot by the reaction of the coach. I didn't see the coach looking disdained by his shot, so he obviously can make those, and just tonight they weren't falling.
So let's run down the numbers. Who got it done for? Let's start with Vandercook Lake here at home.
All right, well, for Vandercook Lake, with 3 points, Jabari Banford, 6 points each from Andrew Fromm and C.J. Adams. Jeff Adams, who was our leading scorer for them at halftime, only had two in the second half to finish with 11. And Demarion Smith had a big second half to get himself to 13. And there was for Napoleon. On the scoreboard was Tyler Owen with 3, Hunter West with 4, we have Spencer Johnson with 5, Alex Darnell, as you like to call him, AD, had 6, Cale Fairbanks with 7, and Tobin McCrum with 12, and Jared Byers with 16. Pretty balanced for the Pirates.
Yeah. Byers will get our player of the game nod because he did a good job on the boards too. Just and he was slow to handle out there.
I
definitely
agree.
A matchup issue for Vandercook.
Good job on the boards, and we mentioned a couple times a couple of blocks, and then a couple of times where he might not have gotten a block, but people had to alter their shots, and defensively and offensively, getting it done at both ends.
Yep, and played a lot of minutes. He was out there for most of the game, so when you got somebody who's aggressively trying to block shots like he was, to not have to commit fouls, or, you know, he just played a solid game, and it showed up in the stat book in just about every category. Yep. Jared Byers, our player of the game tonight. Honorable mention there for Demarion Smith, just sophomore, the only sophomore who was playing minutes tonight. Youngest guy on the floor, and he looked really in control of the offense. I think he knew what he wanted to do most of the time. Got a little early foul trouble, or we might see him with even a few more points on the score sheet. And just speedy as can be. Change of pace, good handles, smooth when he gets to the rim. He didn't get a ton of them to go, but part of that was Napoleon defense tonight. So, looking forward to seeing Demarion Smith hopefully for the next couple of years here at Vandercook Lake, and I think the coach James Bradley is feeling the same way.
Yeah, youngest guy and definitely quickest guy, so fun to watch.
I'm going to challenge him to a race here after the broadcast just to see if it's, you know, an optical illusion or if he really is that fast.
All right, I'd like to see that. I'm even going to let you start at the three-point line and let him
you
start at the baseline.
Three-point to the baseline? Now it's starting to sound like we need to get some dollars out of it. No, I better not. So congratulations to the Pirates for the win tonight. They get to now 5-1 on the season and 3-0 in the Cascades Conference, right up there at the top with Hanover Horton. So Napoleon's season off to a good start here. Haven't lost since, this is four straight now wins for them.
Hey, whenever you can say we're the same as Hanover, that's a good thing to be able to say.
Generally, that is a pretty good place to be when we're talking high school basketball. 0-3 now, though, the Jayhawks here in the Cascades Conference, 1-5 on the year. That's five straight losses, but it's easy to see they've got some things cooking, and you know, hopefully they can get it together and get a few more W's before it's all said and done on this campaign. And I'm sure as Demarion Smith matures, the wins will start to come a little more easily for this Jayhawk team. Just got to make some more shots.
Agreed.
Shout out to Matt Lehman, Concord scout out here tonight on that bionic hip.
I want to see you race Matt Lehman.
I think I got that one.
I'm letting him start at the three-point line.
Oh, man. No, fun broadcast tonight. As always, we enjoy ourselves when we come out to Vander Cook Lake. Thanks to Barb Blair and the crew, Coach Bradley, and the Jayhawks. And, of course, Napoleon Pirates get the win tonight, 55-41. Any last thoughts, Brian?
Well, you know, I don't know that I have anything too much other than
what
we covered. First thoughts, last thoughts. You know, every time we do a Cascades game, we always have a good time, and we're always treated to some good basketball and lots of excited fans. So, hey, when the gym has excitement in it.
The broadcast gets a little touch of that, no doubt. Our next broadcast, we're next in action. I'll be in action anyway a week from tonight, Tuesday the 21st. Western is at Lumen Christi. So this will be another opportunity to see Western, who we've seen a couple times already on the year, but our first glimpse at Lumen Christi. And Lumen Christi is always an enigma on the year because you don't really feel like you know how good they are until the very end of the year because they're still overcoming injuries and getting in shape from football season. So, but Western at Lumen is always a fun one to watch because the students come out in droves. It's a rivalry. It's an interstate conference game, Interstate 8. So looking forward to that. However, no Brian Haynes on that broadcast. Paul Varner will be joining us in the crow's nest out there at Lumen Christi High School.
We kind of call that the B team. At least I call it that.
You do.
But I think I'm the only one.
To the couple people that know what you're even talking about, the B team. All right. Well, I'd take that as the gauntlet being thrown down. Coach Varner here with us viewing his Vander Cook Lake Jayhawk squad. Well, for Mike Reed back in the studio, and Brian Haynes, we'll get you out to coverage of the Detroit Red Wings.
Go Wings.
It's been a rough year for the Wings, so let's hope they get a W. Start up a new winning streak tonight in New York with the Islanders, I believe, is the matchup tonight. I'm Steve Boyle. We'll talk to you next week.